This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Talia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Advice Dr. Talia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Talia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right. We are back on Dr. Talia Show. Thank you over to the man. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we got a lot to talk about. We'll tell you what's the latest going on with Hurricane Florence as it appears to be barreling towards the Carolinas. We're also finding out that cancer is going to kill 10 million of us this year, a report estimates. Now, that's worldwide, but we have not really, put the nail in the coffin on cancer yet. You think of the year 2018 would be a lot closer to where we should be. Zimbabwe has declared a state of emergency after a cholera outbreak. I call it cholera, but cholera is how everybody pronounces it. It's already claimed 20 lives. We'll talk about that. Apparently older adults are really hitting the marijuana, and a lot of people are growing their own plants. There's, I guess, an art to growing your own marijuana plants. Olivia Newton-John had revealed that her husband has been growing marijuana plants in their Santa Barbara home because you're allowed to. I think, depending on the state, you're allowed to grow marijuana plants if you live a certain number of miles from a dispensary. And so, and he's making her tinctures of cannabis oil to help her with the pain of fighting the cancer. But, you know, marijuana use isn't just a kid thing. So we're seeing more and more adults go to it. Why? These e-cigs and Juuls are being used in epidemic proportions, and we don't really see an end to sight. Do we need government to take over and, you know, get in the way of private? I was going to say private practice. They already did. Government did get in the way of private practice. Can I just say that? But in terms of capitalism and private industry. Or should the FDA, let, I guess, nature take its course? Well, from what we understand, the FDA has already given Juul a warning that they have 60 days to prove that it could keep its e-cigs away from kids. And you want to know what? I'm not opposed to that. I think that's pretty damn good. I'm going to talk a little bit about fungi. We got fungus among us, a lot of fungus. And apparently there's some real good uses for it, not just, you know, growing in our toes. Flu season is starting. We're already hearing people have flu. Could talk a little bit about that. Get you guys ready for the flu season because it's just something we talk about. It's flu. We're going to be talking about that for months. So just start, you know, getting educated on it. So you sound really, really smart at work. Monkeypox. This rare infection has surfaced in the UK. We'll talk to you about that. We'll also talk about dairy. A lot of people are saying, I've cut dairy, you got to get rid of whole fat milk. Well, now there's a study saying whole fat milk may actually be healthier than we think. Europeans are living longer, according to the World Health Organization, but they smoke too much. And then we have something called the vampire facial. Have you guys heard about this? Where they rub blood all over the face, or they inject blood into their face. So as you can see, we got a very busy day in the Dr. Dolly Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I was back in New York City. This was right before the September 11th memorials. I was there for a bar mitzvah. And my little nephew, Chewy, oh, he crushed it. He was awesome. But it was very interesting because I was in one of these temples, Chabad. It's an Orthodox temple where the women had to be separated from the men. And I've been to temples like this. I've been to temples. And, I'm okay with that. You know, I know everybody thinks I'm a feminist. I'm not a feminist. I'm not. I love being a woman, and I love the I love how women are different than men, and men are different than women. And I love the differences in, I like looking at the differences of people and the uniqueness and the identifying factors. I think that stuff is kind of cool. And so, you know, women being separated from men isn't so much a sexist thing, which a lot of people think. Basically, I believe it's to eliminate distraction. Now, there's a lot of different interpretations why women have to be separated from men during the prayer. And maybe in the olden days, it was, well, the men had to do the prayer. And, you know, the women and the children, you know, women had to kind of keep the children away so the men could do their real serious praying. And, okay, yeah, maybe that's not the most modern way of thinking back then. But women were supposed to pray, too. The Bible never said women don't pray. Even kids. Maybe kids don't do all the rituals that the adults do, but we're all supposed to pray. So it was never about men praying and women not praying. But women being separated from men, to be honest, and again, this isn't something anybody wants to admit, but I remember when I was younger, I would be looking around the synagogue and I would be checking out the guys. It's something that nobody really wants to admit, but it happens. Happens in church too. You look around, somebody smiles, you smile back. Even if you're married or whatever, you still socialize. And you shouldn't be socializing with each other. You should be praying. Now, I was worried that if I sat with a bunch of women, then it would be like social crazy, you know? Because when I'm with my husband, he doesn't talk. We just pray. We do our prayer. Maybe there's an occasional burp or gas expulsion. But other than that, we're pretty quiet folk when we pray. So I was worried that if I sat with the women, there'd be a lot of talking. There'd be a lot of giggling, cackling. No. And in fact, this is what's funny. My kids said they could hear me. And I'm the only one they could hear. My son said, yeah, we kept hearing somebody go, dee. And I'm like, okay, that wasn't me. He's like, nobody else goes, dee. Well, it's because, you know, my nephew was up there. He was doing a good job. I was like, dee. I guess the men heard that. The men also heard somebody go, yee-haw. Okay, that's me too. Sorry, that was me too. Okay, because, you know, he did something really good. He said the note right. He said the word right. I was like, yee-haw, yee. And so apparently, all these misconceptions I had about sitting on the women's side of temple, okay, were false, and I was the one that actually made the most noise. I was the one that was the most destructive and the most annoying and caused the most commotion. So, I think I like it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
We're good. good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And a big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And Daniel, who was working the dials. Well, Daniel rocks. I know he is a bop. I thought if he had to work with me, he would like quit in 2 days, but he didn't. He's still there. Well, it's because I did. I took a day or two off for Rosh Hashanah, so. Yeah, that's what I think. I you know what? Let me just go off track for a second here. You know, I'm not the easiest person to work with. I'm not. And it's not because I'm stupid. I mean, I okay. Maybe I'm not the most, maybe not the sharpest tool in the shed. I'm maybe not the most smart with a lot of things, but for the most part, I get it. I get it. Okay? And when I think I get it and I got something, I'm like, I got it. I got it. I got it. Leave me alone. I got this. Let me do it myself so I could learn. That's the type of learner I am. I can't have somebody sit there and teach me and say, do it this way. I have to figure it out for myself, do it with my hands, and make it work. That's just how I learn. And one of my sons is like that, too. And so some people will say, I want you to do it this way. I want you to do it my way. And it just doesn't, it doesn't stick. And some people think I'm a control freak. Trust me, I'm not a control freak. Okay? You guys see my hair. Okay? I can't control anything. I can't even control my kids. But when it comes to doing a task, I'm like, I need to digest it. I need to excrete it like urine or poop. And then I can understand it. And so that's what I do. Every time I take, and that was figuratively. That was figuratively. So that's how I get through a task. That's how I do things. I'm like, I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it. When I teach, same thing. Somebody taught me how to teach a class. And then I was like, okay, I think I got it. But then I just had to kind of change all the slides up and change things around. And then I Dr. Dahlia-ized it. And then it was good. I mean, it was good for me. You know, I'm not going to win no Teacher of the Year award with it, but at least I could get into my own groove. So when you have somebody that you start to work with that's very, very new, people will think that I'm difficult to work with because I got my own groove. And you start to have somebody else get into your groove. It can mess up your groove. It's like, remember when we used to do double jump roping? What was it called? Double Dutch? Hey. You needed to jump in, and if somebody decided to change, you know, they got tired, and they decided to change their, you know, whoever was holding the jump ropes, that would mess me up. So, I'm not, you know, the easiest person when it comes to change. And so, you know, when I heard I got to work with Daniel, I was like, okay, I'm fine with it, but is he going to hate my butt? I mean, because I'm paying the butt. And he hasn't. And I've asked management. In fact, he has not even asked to quit yet. So I think we're good. I think we're good. So Daniel, if you're listening, thank you. I love you. You rock. Okay. So now we're going to talk. He's already gone. He's like, wait, she's not supposed to talk about me on air. All right. Let's talk about these vampire facials. These are stupid. Have you guys heard about these? They're called vampire facials. They're so gosh darn dumb. And apparently there's a spa in New Mexico that had to be shut down by the New Mexico Health Department because somebody, I guess, contracted a bloodborne pathogen while going through a vampire facial. Now, I wrote an article on this, and it's on my website. It's graphic. Okay, some of these pictures are graphic. Not like dirty graphic. We're talking like blood. And apparently Kim Kardashian did this. Now, guys, please. Kim Kardashian may be attractive, but do you really have to do every beauty thing she does? I mean, I understand there's endorsements and, you know, people write articles on you and you get news and you get, and you know, the Kardashians are brilliant in figuring out how to always be in the public eye. So kudos to them. But even she disliked the vampire facial. She said it was the most painful thing ever. So let me walk you guys through what this is. There's two ways to do it. First, it entails you going to a spa and somebody drawing the blood out of you. So it's like getting a blood test done, right? You get a venipuncture. So they go into your vein and they take blood out. Then what they do is they take the blood and they centrifuge it. And when they centrifuge it, they want to separate the blood cells from the serum, the fluid surrounding the blood cells. And so when we centrifuge, we do that to get the serum. And the serum will have these platelets, and we call it platelet-rich plasma. And there, the plasma, I should say it's a plasma, is part of the blood that doesn't have the red blood cells. And so this platelet-rich plasma has kind of been a big popular thing. We'll talk about that. We've been using it for inflammation and muscle injury and tendon injury. So what these spas are claiming to do is take this platelet-rich plasma and inject it back into your face. Now, they may do it with dermal fillers to help with wrinkles and small lines and things like that. Or they will do micro-injections on your face or dermabrasion the face and then take the blood and wipe it on the face. So, I know, this is ridiculous. So, I kind of, there's a table that draws it out. We collect the blood. The blood goes for a spin, separates the platelets from the rest of the blood. They suck out the lighter part, the platelet-rich plasma, and then they inject it. Now, we worry about any sort of aspiration or venipuncture, taking the blood out and then injecting back in, because those are two times that a bloodborne pathogen or an infection can get in or out. Apparently, somebody got an infection at this, it's called VIP spa. So now customers are being urged to get tested for HIV, hepatitis B, and hepatitis C. Now, I'm not getting a lot of detail on what the infectious disease was, why they're worried about HIV and hepatitis B and C. Is it because the needles were dirty? Because you could actually inject anything. You could inject bacteria. You could inject anything with, you know, with these needles. However, whenever we do test for needle injuries, we always test for HIV, hepatitis B, hepatitis C. I would also throw in there syphilis, RPR. So this PRP, this platelet-rich plasma, like I said, is very popular. It's been used by multiple specialties to help speed up tissue healing and tendon injuries, ligament, muscle injuries. They've also been found to reduce inflammation, help with other sorts of injuries. And, you know, there's even been studies looking at hair growth. Apparently, this platelet-rich plasma has been known to help grow hair. Now, that makes me wonder why women would want to put it on their face. I'm not really sure. But Kim Kardashian said this is ridiculous. You'll see her picture. Does not look good. And she said she regretted it because it was the most painful thing ever. But you are going to see more and more of this platelet-rich plasma. You know, we're hearing that it may actually help even osteoarthritis. How much does it cost? Anywhere from $500 to $2,000. That's according to Scientific American. And it's not injecting blood from somebody else. It's your own. It's autologous. So it's your own plasma. It's your own blood that gets centrifuged down. So platelets are the clotting factors, and they play a lot of roles. So they do promote clotting. So if you do bleed, you know, these platelets help stop bleeding. But they also contain proteins that help people heal. And so researchers think that if you inject areas of inflammation or tissue damage with high concentrations of platelets, it can encourage wounds to heal. So with the small blood sample, when you start to centrifuge it down and then you collect and then you take that and you inject it back, you're concentrating. You're not adding somebody else's platelets. Because remember, the blood has its own numbers of platelets, its own concentration of them. But when you actually do an injection of them directly in, now you consolidate and you raise the concentration of it. So, the benefits: hair growth, tissue healing, inflammation reduction. So apparently one study in 2015 in the journal Stem Cells Translational Medicine found that men receiving this PRP treatment grew more hair with significantly more density than men who did not. The problem is it was a small study, only about 20 people. Another found that it helped knee osteoarthritis pain by injecting those as opposed to saline. Another study in 2014 found it did help with a chronic patellar tendinopathy, or your kneecap tendon. So these, I don't want to, just because I think these vampire facials are stupid, I don't want to knock PRP. PRP is fascinating. It's just I would not be rubbing blood on the face or injecting it into the face. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
USA Radio News.
Some 250,000 people along North Carolina's coast are making their way inland today as authorities are ordering people out of the Outer Banks as Hurricane Florence nears. Congressman David Rauser on the impact of this storm.
And one thing I think is really important, folks need to heed the warnings to leave the area if at all possible. They still have time.
And regarding electricity, the congressman said,
I think it's really important for folks to understand power may be out for 2 or 3 weeks, particularly if the flooding is as severe as it could be, as I expect it to be.
President Trump signed an executive order on Wednesday allowing sanctions on foreign companies, organizations, or individuals that the government determines have interfered in U.S. elections. The order is the latest effort by the Trump administration to address fears that Russia is looking to meddle in the 2018 midterm elections. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And again, big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. I am very honored to support Danny Tarkanian, who is running for the 3rd Congressional District in my neck of the woods in Nevada. I'm going to be holding an event this weekend for him. And if anybody wants to come or support him, please contact us at drdahlia.com or drdahlia@hotmail.com. All right. It's going to be a rough weekend, though. An immensely powerful hurricane is heading towards the Carolinas. Hurricane Florence. It has slowed its approach to the East Coast on Wednesday. Expect to take a dangerous turn south and then stall along the North Carolina and South Carolina coast, according to USA Today. It is going to bombard the area with torrential rain, high winds, and deadly storm surge beginning Thursday, lasting through Saturday at least. So the center of the storm, they say, may not technically make landfall until late Saturday or Sunday, but we're already seeing the rain rings, the outer rings, start to come in. And it's going to be offshore for an extended period of time. So just like Katrina, we'll be able to still gain a lot of moisture. Won't weaken. Usually these storms weaken once they make landfall because they can't pick up a lot of moisture. But when they hover, and they hover partially over the ocean, that's a problem. They say Florence is a mammoth Category 4 storm with sustained winds of 130 miles per hour, expected to reach Carolinas overnight in the next couple days. More than a million people have been ordered to evacuate coastal areas. The National Weather Service in Wilmington, North Carolina, said the latest models show Florence reaching a ridge, building over the eastern U.S., stalling, and then moving into South Carolina. The office warned that Florence will likely be the storm of a lifetime for portions off the Carolina coast. So, they say the slowdown could be the storm essentially will sit on the coast, dumping 20 to 30 inches of rain on some coastal areas. They even think some 40-inch totals are possible. They say hurricane winds could linger for 24 hours or more. That could definitely sweep away trees, power lines. Then you start getting mudslides. So FEMA's Jeff Byard say this is not going to be a glancing blow. This is going to be a, quote, Mike Tyson punch to the Carolina coast. So the storm, as of earlier today, was located about 485 miles southeast of Wilmington, 520 miles east-southeast of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, moving northwest at 15 miles per hour. Florence is still forecast to make landfall there, but originally they thought it was going to move north. I believe Maryland, even, and Virginia had declared states of emergency. So the NHC track has been adjusted southward. An additional southward adjustment has been added. So, you know, people are being told to leave, to get out. I remember, was it Chris Christie? Somebody was actually cussing. When, was it Superstorm Sandy? One of the storms was coming, and it was in Jersey, or might have been another area where the governor or mayor was like, guys, he was just like, get the blank out. I mean, it was, you know, the problem is people, and I get it. I get it. It's easy for me in Nevada. I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada, where it's still hot, still triple-digit temperature. It's easy for me to say, guys, need to evacuate, go, evacuate, please run, Godspeed. It's so easy for me to say because I get to go to work. I get to come back to my home. I have my cats and my dogs, my kids, their school isn't disrupted. But you have people where there's a storm coming, right? Maybe they don't have money for a hotel. Maybe they really weren't anticipating adding extra money to their, to their car travel and gas, and now having to figure out packing up food and so it's not the easiest thing to evacuate. You need to. You live in an area where it's dangerous. You have to. But you have some people that say, you know what? My house is strong. I could batter out the winds and the rain. The problem is if you become a victim, that now puts first responders at risk, and it puts other people at risk. You know, they even were saying that in terms of 911 calls, do not call 911 if it's not an emergency. If your house is flooding, that's not an emergency. You don't need to call 911. Now, if the floodwaters are rising and you can be at risk of drowning, then, I mean, the average person, though, isn't going to wait for that. They're going to freak out if water is pouring into their house. They've seen enough movies where water comes in, they don't think they're going to be able to breathe. So, you know, 911 operators could really do with less calls during this time, because if there are some people that couldn't evacuate, they need to be able to, you know, help them. So, we'll keep you guys posted, but the forecast for the next 72 hours does not look good. Somebody asked about air travel. From what we understand, 575 flights have been canceled starting today through Friday. That's according to Flight Aware, the flight tracking service. Amtrak has canceled some trains, modified service. Trump is, of course, telling everybody to be safe. We'll keep you guys posted. Scary, scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Zimbabwe has declared a state of emergency after a cholera outbreak claims 20 lives. You get cholera by contaminated drinking water. Apparently, they said they've declared a state of emergency in the capital of Harare. 20 people died, 2,000 people infected because of contaminated drinking water. The government has also shut schools, banned the sale of meat and fish by vendors in affected areas, according to the new health minister, Obadiah Moyo. Police are expected to enforce the ban. So, they are declaring a state of emergency. They say that will enable us to contain the cholera, the typhoid, and whatever is going on. But they do not want any further deaths. And the outbreak, I guess, resulted from burst sewers. This happened in the high-density suburbs of Budariro and Glenview. It has spread to four other provinces, according to local media. Harare City Council has long struggled, I guess, with the water supply. And they have antiquated equipment. The infrastructure often forces residents to drink water from boreholes and open wells. They say some households have been without water for nearly two decades. So to curb the spread of the disease, the health ministry has urged the public to avoid unlicensed food premises, not to urinate or defecate in the open. The government has also begun sending public service messages by text message. See, the average person that has to defecate outside probably doesn't have a cell phone. These text messages also offer tips on how to avoid cholera and typhoid and when to go to the clinic. So they need drinking water from UN agencies, private companies. The World Health Organization is also going to help. They'll even start a vaccination program. So it's bad. Was it in Haiti that also had a huge cholera epidemic? I need to look that up. But the World Health Organization has made a pledge that they are going to target 90% reduction in the number of cholera deaths by the year 2030. That would take nations to use the oral cholera vaccine. We do have a vaccine. And to work on giving people proper infrastructure with their water system. You know, it's interesting. It's people don't realize that this cholera causes 140,000 people to die every single year. There are up to 4 million cases. And it seems to happen a lot in Africa. Eight African countries have been dealing with outbreaks. Algeria recently suffered an outbreak. That was for the first time in 20 years. You also have West Africa's Lake Chad Basin. That includes Nigeria, Niger, Mali, Cameroon. It's not an easy time. Africa is definitely having a hard time. I believe the Ebola death toll in the Congo, in the Democratic Republic of Congo, the latest number is of yesterday. It has claimed up to 90 lives. Still, they're battling a lot of issues like insurgents that are preventing people from getting into the area. This latest outbreak has been going on since August 1. They do believe that the transmission is slowing down. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOCTOR-FELLY.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
DOCDALI. So officials in the Vietnamese capital of Hanoi have asked residents to stop eating dog meat. This is being reported by Fox News. They are saying the practice is not benefiting of a civilized and modern capital. The announcement was made by Hanoi's Vice Mayor Nguyen Van Su, Hanoi, who posted the message to the city's website on Tuesday.
Officials say there is also concern that the improper raising and preparation of the dogs can contribute to the spread of rabies, which the country is trying to stem by the year 2021. In addition, the city statement asked residents to stop eating cat meat or little tiger, as it's sometimes called on the menus, as it deters tourists. They're eating little kitty cats. Yeah, I can't handle this. The trading, killing, and use of dog and cat meat, they said, has brought on a negative reaction from tourists and expatriates living in Hanoi, according to the statement by the Japan Times. And officials say there are currently around 1,000 restaurants and markets that sell dog and cat meat. That is roughly 10% of the nearly 500,000 dogs and cats within the capital that are raised for meat. Wen Ti Min, a restaurateur in Hanoi, who has served dog meat for over 20 years, claims there's no risk of catching rabies from her food because he only uses healthy dogs and cooks the meat properly. She says people eat dog meat and there's no problem. She told the Associated Press, I serve customers from South Korea, the United States, and other countries. The capital's attempt to curb the consumption of dog and cat meat follows similar efforts by South Korean authorities earlier this year. They offered subsidiaries to restaurateurs in exchange for temporarily halting the practice of serving the meat prior to the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang. Yeah, they definitely wanted to hide that. Okay, here's the thing. I love dogs and cats. There's no way I could ever eat them. Technically, that restaurateur is right. You cook it right. And it's not a rabid dog. Just like cooking horse meat, cooking cow meat. You could eat dog meat and cat meat safely. I wouldn't. It makes me nauseous beyond comprehension to think about that. But technically, now, you know, we have mad cow disease, and so, you know, there's some meat that's contaminated. No matter how you cook it, you'll get hurt. But, people have been eating cats and dogs in other civilizations and countries and camps for centuries, and they've been fine. Now, you guys know my cats and now dog. We had to put Apollo down. That was so hard. It is so hard to say goodbye to an animal. You know, he was such a big part of our life, and you're his whole life. And so, you know, but he was in pain, and he was old, and he was not able to walk anymore. And we didn't think he was in pain because he never complained. He barked a lot, but he would wag his tail, and the veterinarian said, "Look, you know, because veterinarian, you know, has seen him pretty often." He goes, "I'm telling you, he's in pain." And so we couldn't, you know, didn't want him to be in pain anymore. It was really, really hard. I still feel guilty. I always think you're supposed to let nature take its course. You know, I'm not very good with that, but, you know, yeah, it's always tough. We do have, you know, the dog Uzi. You know, she's a little Bichon Frise. And I'll sometimes stick her paw in my mouth. I would never consider biting down. You know, I'm like, oh, I'm going to eat the sushi. I'm going to eat the sushi. And then I'll, like, pretend like I'm, you know, eating her leg or her arm. I'm like, that's, you know, a tasty, you know, chicken leg. I've never really eat her. And I like meat. I've just never thought of that. Same thing with the cats. You know, like Shaky Boo. Shaky Boo was probably the meatiest of all our cats. And so I'll take his leg thigh, you know, and say I could just, you know, take a nice chunk of meat from this. But honestly, no, I think cat meat would be very dry. I think it would be very bitter because you know how cats are. Look, I got five of them. Cats are bitter and I think it would be dry. I think it would be the most untasty and it would definitely give you an aftertaste. And it would probably make you sick. I mean, just like my animals do. They just do. So I couldn't eat that. That's horrible. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Europeans live longer, but they smoke too much. That's according to the World Health Organization. They said the life expectancy in Europe has risen according to a new report by the World Health Organization, but there are still caveats. Rising obesity and smoking are hindering progress. They say Europeans are healthier and living longer compared to 5 years ago. Which is interesting because in America, our life expectancy is dropping because of the opioid epidemic. Now, their opioid crisis is hitting other countries, but many European countries have socialized medicine, and there's probably a lot less access to these clinics, so maybe they aren't having as many overdose deaths as we are in America. Now, the study by the World Health Organization warned that smoking and rising obesity could reverse the gains if left unchecked, and revealed significant discrepancies between countries with the highest and lowest expectancy. So here's the thing. The more you curb smoking, the higher the obesity rises. People are underestimating what smoking does to the hungry population. A lot of times people smoke, not so much because they're addicted to the nicotine originally, it's because they get hungry, it's easier to put a cigarette in their mouth, and then they don't eat. That's how people stayed skinny for years. So we now, like when I'm hungry, I have a bag of Starburst here in the studio. I'm not smoking like old radio folk used to. Was it Larry King would sit there and smoke? Well, that's why he was so skinny. Me, I go and I eat a Starburst when I get that little urge. That's a problem. So, here are their findings. Europeans live on average more than 1 year longer when compared to 5 years ago. There's still over a decade of difference between the countries with the highest and lowest life expectancy. Premature deaths have fallen since the beginning of the millennium. Premature deaths caused by cardiovascular diseases, cancer, diabetes, chronic respiratory diseases are also falling. Smoking, alcohol, rising obesity, and under-vaccination are hindering the progress. Tobacco use is still the highest in the world. 1 in 3 people, age 15 and above, still smoke in Europe. Alcohol consumption, believe it or not, though, has gone down. But adult drinking still remains the highest in the world. And you get to drink at the age of 18. Over half of Europeans, they say, are overweight, with obesity in adults on the rise across most of the continent. So, we watch what's going on with Europe, right? Because a lot of us want to mimic the Europeans. They do have fancy clothes. They do have some great actors, right? They have some beautiful movie sets. And their country, their continent's gorgeous. So we'll watch and see what happens. Now, their socialized medicine, though, is what a lot of us medical people are watching. You know, we're seeing the NHS and all of its clusters and issues that it's having. And I'm terrified that we are going to create an NHS here in the United States. I'm seeing what's happening in England. I don't want that. Now, how's healthcare in Norway? How's healthcare in the Netherlands? How's healthcare in Germany? All right. Well, the only data we're going to get is what the media gives us. And if the media say, "Oh, we're good," are they? Then again, their taxes are higher, so it's interesting to watch. But congratulations, Europeans, for living longer. We think that's great. 1-877-DOC-LE.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. So I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset. where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.